Australian Federal Police say they have broken up the biggest and most horrific child exploitation ring ever uncovered in Australia. 14 children have been removed from harmful situations, police say. 9 men have so far been arrested and charged. 3 face life in prison. 2 of those charged are from Kendal in New South Wales, the same town where 3-year-old William Tyrrell went missing almost 6 years ago. Rhett Burney reports.
It was a tip-off by US authorities in February this year that led Australian Federal Police to make the sickening discovery. Tens of thousands of online images of Australian children being sexually abused. Today, AFP Assistant Commissioner Lisa Gale went public with its alleged findings, detailing what's now known as Operation Arkstone.
Operation Arkstone has shaken some of our most seasoned officers. We suspect this is the biggest domestic child exploitation network uncovered in recent times.
14 children have been removed from what the AFP labelled harmful situations. All victims were boys aged between 4 and 7 years old. 9 men have been arrested. They're from New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia. In total, 40 charges have been laid. Before the Assistant Commissioner went on to detail their alleged crimes to media today, she made this plea to parents.
Please do not turn the volume down. Please turn the volume up. We need you to listen. We need you to be vigilant. Child exploitation in Australia is becoming more prolific. The victims are getting younger and younger. This type of offending is becoming more violent and brazen.
It's understood the men met on the dark web, an area of the internet favoured by criminals because they believe their activity isn't easy to track. Police also say the group communicated using an encrypted app. 2 of the men, aged in their 20s, were arrested at Kendal in New South Wales yesterday. That's where 3-year-old William Tyrrell went missing almost 6 years ago. Police have labelled the alleged network abhorrent, and they expect to make more arrests. Assistant Commissioner Lisa Gale again.
There could be more, and we believe that there are. We are painstakingly reviewing material. Our Interpol-trained victim identification experts are noting every pixel from evidence. My message today to those offenders watching this, we are coming. We are coming after you.
AFP Assistant Commissioner Lisa Gale, Rhett Burney, our reporter.